Blog Talk Radio.
050 on the radio. Yeah. And this is, excuse me, this is October 4, 2016. I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the talent and the opportunity to do this show. Oh, this is one of my favorite shows all year because of the first part. Ooh, I am giddy now. It is the postseason of baseball. The regular season is over. You can kiss most of those teams goodbye because they're not here now. It is the postseason. And so this is where the soldiers play in both of my squads. They made it in just barely. Both of them just made it in. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the fourth week in the NFL. You had some strange things going on. You had the college football fifth week of the week. Well, it was just a normal week in college football, if you know what I mean. But, hey, let's go inside the baseball right now. Hey, first of all, I got to say, we're going to talk about this a little bit more later on, but hey, got to say, say bon voyage and farewell to Ben Scully. 67 years as a broadcaster. Obviously, the greatest broadcasting career in the history of this country. 67 years. 67 years. To show you how long he has been broadcasting the game, the shot heard round the world. That's right, Ben Scully was there. You know where he was? He was in the Dodger locker room. He was ready to interview everybody. Remember, the Dodgers had the lead, and then the Giants come back, hit Bobby Thompson, hits the home run, pandemonium ensues, and only Ben Scully can tell the story as well, but they came up and they literally rolled everything across the hall from the Dodger locker room to the Giant locker room, literally rolling it across the hall. It was pandemonium in the Giant locker room, and he said the Dodger locker room totally quiet. Not a sound. And that is only something Ben Scully could do. He had all the stories. That was 1951, ladies and gentlemen. He just retired on Sunday, 2016. And how about this? A lot of people don't know this. Ben Scully started on WTOP. If you don't know, WTOP is the radio station right here in Washington, D.C. How about that? How about those apples? That's right. We keep on having the beginnings of a lot of people. Ben Scully did start right here in the nation's capital. But we all know him as Dodger broadcaster. He signed off on Sunday, and that's very, very sad to see. But like you said, life will go on. Man, Ben Scully gone. Anyway, got to go to get to the wild card games. Tonight, in a couple of hours, the Orioles, they made it in. They're going to play the Blue Jays. And tonight it's going to be Chris Tillman versus Marcus Stroman. Why in the world did they do that for Toronto? I mean, they're starting a guy who didn't even go 500. Is that a total lack of total confidence in Stroman? Or a total lack of confidence in the Orioles? I don't know which one it is. But the fact of the matter is, we know how the Orioles play. They're real simple. They hit 251 home runs, number one in all of baseball. More than 25 more than the next team. It's not like the Blue Jays are far behind. They hit 220. A ton of home runs, but they were only fourth. The Birds, they're going to bludgeon you with home runs. They don't run around the base very well. They don't have much speed. I think they had 19 stolen bases all year. So they don't manufacture runs. So basically, And it's really simple. Everybody knows how you deal with the Orioles. Keep the ball in the ballpark. But the fact of the matter is you have two ballparks here that the ball flies out of. And right now, they're playing in Toronto. It's not like that place is going to keep the ball, like that ball doesn't fly out of air as well. Well, so that starts on a couple of hours from now at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night in the Big Apple, my Giants. He barely made it in. I can't even believe that is still the case, that they had to scratch and claw. They won their last three in a row, beating the Dodgers with all left-handed pitchers, sweeping them. They get in. They played a mess tonight, and oh, what a pitching matchup it is. Madison Bumgarner versus Noah Syndergaard. Oh-wee! You got it going on here. You got clutch. You got clutch versus clutch versus clutch. You got Madison Bumgarner, who has, that's right, old school cover your ears, the best ERA of any pitcher in the history of a postseason. Ooh, man, that's awesome. And then you come up and you also have Buster Posey. He's arguably the most clutch hitter in all of baseball, especially when it comes to the postseason. But we know the Giants' issue has been the bullpen. They seem to have cleaned it up a little bit. Sergio Romo, he is not a closer. He's going to hold on to it. We'll see if Sergio Castillo can get in some games, but they got to win tomorrow night first. First, that's it. That's in New York. Hey, that's a big-time game right there. I know the deck is stacked against the Orioles and the Giants. The fact of the matter was, 2 years ago, the Giants were in this very same position against the Pirates. The fact of the matter is, Madison Bumgarner won the game. And it began the odyssey known as 2014 World Series champion. So I'm going to be on my hands, knees, biting the fingernails and all that good stuff. It should be really good over there. Next couple of days, yes, I will be nervous. Yes, you will hear me on Thursday. You will hear it in the whether or not the Orioles and the Giants advance or not. Okay, now, got to go to the NFL. Well, talk about what happened on Sunday. A lot of good action out there. Hey, the Skins, they evened their record. 2-2, they took out the Browns. 31-20 wasn't as nearly as simple as it looked. Look, the Skins came up and were benefits of the Browns having three turnovers in the second half. That's very similar to the Giants. A week ago, having two turnovers in the second half. They brought it on home. Kirk Cousins didn't have a great day. Didn't have an awful day, though, neither. 21-27, 183 yards, three touchdowns. One interception. He had a game. Matt Jones, 22 rushes, 117 yards. He scored a touchdown. What about, hey, Jordan Reed, remember him? 9 catches, 73 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Duh. Get him in the red zone and let him roll. The Browns, Cody Kessler, they're 28-40. 223 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Isaiah Crowell, boy, he was rocking it early on. 15 carries, 112 yards, and a touchdown. They're not alone in last place in the NFC East. Hey, all you got to do is wait a little while. They'll drop back to you. So you just be patient. And meanwhile, as a reader, they come up and they get up to 3-1. Going into Baltimore and beating the Ravens. Uh-oh, that sounds good, because we know the Chiefs will be up in Baltimore next weekend. But that's a whole different story, and that's on Thursday when we'll talk about that. But the Raiders beat them 28-27. Come from behind, Derek Carr. was 25 or 35, 199 yards, four touchdowns. He threw three of them. And Crabtree had seven catches, 88 yards. Ooh-wee. Joe Flacco, he threw the ball 52 times, 32 of 52, 298 yards, touchdown. Terrence West, 21 rushes, 113 yards, a touchdown. Steve Smith, eight catches, 111 yards and a touchdown. That touchdown pass he caught, you talk about determination. Steve Smith, he might be a gray beard, but he still wills it as well as anybody out there. Here. In London. Yeah, London. Now you know how they do. Well, can you believe the Jaguars had to go all the way to London to get a victory? That's right. Victory number one for the Jaguars. 30-27 over the Colts. Right. Blake Bortles, 19-33, 207 yards, two touchdowns. He also ran a touchdown in as well. T.J. Yeldon, he had 71 yards rushing. Allen Robinson, five catches, 55 yards. He had a touchdown as well. Andrew Luck. But I'm not getting it with the Colts here. 27 of 42, 234 yards. He had two touchdowns, one interception. Frank Gore, he had 68 yards rushing and a touchdown. I don't understand it with the Colts right now. They spent so little to improve the offensive line for the Colts. Then they spent so little to improve the defensive line for the Colts. Right now, they just have nothing there. Their front, their defense is awful. Their offensive line is awful. Frank Gore, he works hard, but he's still too old to be carrying the load. No reason why he's carrying the load. Like, is the Colts, they are doing such a disservice to Andrew Luck. Who they just gave the big contract. Why in the world would you do that and not get him anybody to block for him? I don't understand that one, everybody. But we'll leave that alone as well. Well, let's go to Houston as the Texans nip the Titans 27-20. Brock Osweiler, 25 of 37, 254 yards. Touchdown. He also had two interceptions. He had Lamar Miller. He had 82 yards rushing. What about man, Will Fuller? He had seven catches, 81 yards, and a touchdown. He also had a punt return for a touchdown, and this dude's speed is ridiculous. Marcus Mariota was 13-29, his only day, 202 yards and an interception. DeMarco Murray ran for 95 yards and two touchdowns. Down the Titans can't get the Texans. Texas, they're 3-1 as well. Hey, people, you keep on talking about these teams. You're like, well, wait a minute. And then, you know, Brock Osweiler, yeah, he's in Denver. They're 3-1 now, ladies and gentlemen. And what about what happened in New England? The Bills shut out the Pats. That is 16-0, right? That is right. Right. Tyrod Taylor, 27-39, 246 yards, a touchdown. You have LeSean McCoy. He had 70 yards rushing. Robert Woods, he had seven catches for 89 yards. It was a pet. They didn't have any offense. Kobe Brissett was 17-27, 205 yards, but they didn't get anything offensively. 4 yards on 13 carries. Marcellus Bennett, he did work. He had five catches, 109 yards. They got nothing on the offensive end. Really kind of disappointing. 20 for the Patriots. What about what happened in Atlanta? What in the world? Atlanta blew out the Panthers. 48-33. Matt Ryan, he went bananas. 28-37. 503 yards. He had four touchdowns and an interception. And Dante Freeman, he had 57 yards, but the player today, Joe Jones, 12 catches, 300 yards. He was unreal. He had a touchdown. They couldn't stop him. And the fact of the matter is, is you had, and this is case number one, where you come up and you got rid of Josh Norman and you had a receiver go bananas on the Panthers. I'm not one to brag, but the Panthers, they're now 1-3. Ladies and gentlemen, he's not going to come up here and say anything. I'll say it. Dumb move, Panthers. There's no problem with that. What about what happened in Arizona? Are you kidding me? Someone was just telling me how bad the Rams were. They win another one, 17-13. Case Keenum, he was 18-30, 266 yards, 2 touchdowns. Gurley still can't run the ball, 19 carries, 33 yards. You had 36 for 288 yards. He had a touchdown and a pick. He threw the ball to John Brown. He had 10 catches, 144 yards. David Johnson, he ran for 83 yards. The fact is, the Cardinals not getting anything. How about this? How interesting is this right now? Look at the favorites out there. The Panthers, the Cardinals, they're getting their heads beat in. Just getting their heads beat in. And you're like, what in the world is going on? It's in the NFL. We know what that stands for. Not for long. Let's go to San Diego, where the Saints got their first victory, 35-34. You know this was satisfying for one Drew Brees, and he didn't even have a great day. 20-36, 207 yards. He had 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Mark Ingram had 56 yards rushing and a touchdown. He also had 6 catches, by the way, but it was John Kuhn, the running back. He ran for 3 touchdowns in the game, including the game winner. Phillip Rivers, he's got to be hot at the Charger defense. First game of the season, they get a 17-point lead. They blow that. This time, they get a 13-point lead with 6 minutes left. They blow that. That unreal 28-43, 321 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Gordon had 2 touchdowns rushing. Donnell Amon, 7 catches, 120 yards and a touchdown. What about the Cowboys? They come up and they take out the 49ers. 24-27, 23-32, 245 yards, 2 touchdowns. What about Ezekiel Elliott? 23 carries, 138 yards and a touchdown. Blaine Gabbert, 16-23, 196 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Carlos Hyde, 15 carries, 74 yards and a touchdown. Jeremy Curley, 6 catches, 88 yards, and a touchdown for the 49ers. Hey, the Cowboys, they're 3-1 right now. Now, again, we're going to talk about how in the world is it that in the NFC East, the people who are dominating the conference, they weren't even there. They weren't even in the NFL a couple of months ago. Are you kidding me? What about college football? Oh, man, oh, man. You know how it rolls. Well, what about Friday? I had to hide my face as Washington pummeled Stanford 44-6. I had to double take it all that. Jake Browning, he killed him. Set 15-21, 210 yards. He threw 3 touchdowns. Miles Gaskin, he ran 18 times for 100 yards. LeVon Coleman, he ran 11 times for 74 yards. Gaskins had 2 touchdowns. Coleman had 1 touchdown. Yeah, then you had John Ross. He had 82. He had 4 catches, 82 yards, and a touchdown. Now, again, blew him out. Now, Christian McCaffrey did nothing. 12 carries, 49 yards. Couldn't get anything going on. Washington, they're undefeated. They're 5-0. No, they are not an odds-on favorite to be in the Pac-12. Championship game. What about Oklahoma State? They blew past Texas 49-31. Mason Rudolph, he laid the wood on Texas 19 of 28, 392 yards. He threw three touchdowns. Justice Hill, he ran for 135 yards and a touchdown. James McCluskey, 9 catches, 109 yards. He had 2 touchdowns. Texas never got anything going other than with the running game. They ran 49 times for 329 yards. They ran for 4 touchdowns. But, hey, you got to get something other than Dante Foreman and Chris Warren. They were dominating on the ground, but you got to get something else other than that. Texas, just, they're in a world of trouble. Charlie Strong, he is officially on the hot seat. The Baylor, they came from behind to beat Iowa State, 45-42. Seth Russell, he was 12-22, 178 yards and a touchdown. He had 88 yards rushing. Get that familiar sound to you. You know why? Baylor rushed 62 times for 469 yards. That's almost 8 yards a carry. They ran for 5 touchdowns against Iowa State. So they came back running the ball. Are you kidding me? Shaq Linwood, 25 carries, 237 yards and a touchdown. Oh, unbelievable the way they ran the ball. Iowa State, their quarterback, Joe Lanning, he went 17 for 23, 261 yards, 2 touchdowns. Mike Warren didn't have a bad day. 30 rushes, 130 yards, and 2 touchdowns. How about McCain? They capitalized on the turnovers by Georgia Tech. They won 35-21. Brad Kaya, 13-19, 241 yards and a touchdown. Joseph Yearby, he ran 9 times for 65 yards and a touchdown. Stacy Coley, 4 catches, 75 yards, and he had a touchdown. Dietrich Mills, he was a touchdown maker for Georgia Tech. Team carries, 99 yards. He had 2 touchdowns on the ground. He also caught their only touchdown from Justin Thomas as well. Well, Miami, they are now 4-0. So they will be going. They will be playing Florida State next week. Oh, you know there'll be pressure there. But what about Carolina? They went into Tallahassee. They took out the Seminoles, 37-35. Mitch Trubisky, 31-38. For 405 yards, 5 touchdowns. Now, T.J. Logan, he ran 10 times for 77 yards and a touchdown. Well, what about Ryan Swiss? He had 17 catches. So past week, he had 14 for 158 yards, 31 catches in 2 games. Are you serious? What are we doing here? They're unreal. Florida State, hey, Dalvin Cook, ran 29 times for 140 yards. He had 3 touchdowns, but they couldn't get anything off the pass in terms of scoring. Now, DeAndre Francois had a nice day, 20 of 32, 372 yards, but he did run for another touchdown. They ran all 5 of their touchdowns in the end zone. It was an ugly one in Ann Arbor, but the Wolverine pulled it through. 14-7, Wilson Sprite, he comes up, 20-32, 219 yards. He had a touchdown and an interception. Then Team Darbo, 87 yards. Not 187, just 87 yards and a touchdown. He caught the big play of the game. Wisconsin, they were totally awful for him, And the Michigan defense shut him down, 159 total yards. He had 3 turnovers. He never had anything going. In last play from Wisconsin, an unbelievable interception by Jordan Lewis to end the game. Tennessee, they win one by a Hail Mary, 34-31. They had the deal. Joshua Hobbs, he was 16-26, 230 yards. He had 3 touchdowns and an interception. Him, Juwan Jennings, had, the Hail Mary catch. He had 3 catches, 87 yards, with the touchdown. And it took away an extraordinary comeback by Georgia. Jacob Eason. He went 17-28, 211 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. Sony Michel had 16 carries, 91 yards, and a touchdown. But the fact of the matter was, it was a great comeback for the Triple Reed. Well, he got sacked outside of the end zone, fumbled into the end zone, Tennessee recovered. And he comes right back down the field. They scored with 10 seconds left, ladies and gentlemen, and lost the game. And you know you had to be on fire after that. That the celebration penalty. They come up. They have a big-time return. And Tennessee comes up, throw the Hail Mary, and booyah. Game time. Drive home safely. Ooh, they had to be mad over there. I know I would have been. There is no doubt about that. That over in Fort Worth, Oklahoma, they find a way to get TCU. Dude, they just outscored them, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just call it what it is. It's 52-46. Baker Mayfield, 23-30, 274 yards. He threw 2 touchdowns. He ran for 2 more. Oklahoma, they just ran roughshod on TCU. 48 rushes, 260 yards, 5 touchdowns. Whether it was Joe Mixon, Samaje Perine, whether it was Mayfield, they just ran down the Horned Frog's throat. Just unbelievable when you have Mr. Patterson over there. Mr. Patterson, bananas with his defense. Smash Kenny Hill, he went bananas. 26-44, 449 yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. Taj Williams was the recipient on most of them. He had 210 yards receiving on 5 catches. He had 2 touchdowns. But yeah, they were hot out there. When you have Mixon going for 105, you have Perrine going for 98, you had Mayfield going for 55. They just got it pounded on them all night long. But the game, Cal, they upset Utah 28-23. Davis Webb, who's throwing it as well as anybody in college football, 22-35, 306 yards. He had 4 touchdowns and interception. Chad Hansen, who's catching it as well as anybody in college football, 5 catches, 98 yards, 2 touchdowns. Down Cal, they're undefeated. Are you kidding me? In the Big Ten. I mean, in the Pac-12. Oh, dude, you know that's going to be interesting. It always is. The game of the night in Clemson. Oh, they were rocking. Woo, they got you excited. Arguably the 2 best quarterbacks in the country with the work. Clemson held on by the skin of their fingernails, 42-36. Deshaun Watson, he was 20-31, 306 yards, 5 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He also ran for 91 yards. Wayne Gallman had 110 yards rushing. He had a touchdown. And what about Deion Cade? He's back in the saddle. Had 98 yards receiving, 2 touchdowns. What a big, I'm not going to say acquisition, but get him back. Now you know Clemson's on a whole different level. And don't forget, Indiana beat Michigan State 24-21 in overtime. What is going on in Michigan State? They got to be scratching their heads after they beat Notre Dame. People thought, oh, they are back in there. They are back in town. All right. Now, on Thursday, we're going to be talking about the rest of the baseball playoffs. We're going to review the wild card games, preview what's going to go on in the NFL. And you know it is starting to get cool. But you know the NBA preview is coming. You know the college preview is coming. Oh, it's too much fun at this time of year. So I'm going to say again, see you Thursday, toodaloo. And bye-bye.